This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We all know there are differences between men and women. There are the obvious ones. But what about unseen differences? Last week, Harvard University President Lawrence Summers disturbed some scientists and economists by suggesting that men could be better at science and math. Several women walked out in protest. But what if he's onto something? To find out about the latest thinking on male-female differences, I'm joined by Nicole Weeks. She's an associate professor of psychology and neuroscience at Pomona College in Claremont, California. And welcome to Day to Day, Professor Weeks.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Now, help us out here. In your research, what, if anything, have you found determines whether Lawrence Summers was onto something? Could men, in fact, be better at math and science?
There is some evidence to suggest that males and females do differ, in particular, cognitive abilities. So specifically, when you think about what men tend to be better at, let's say, one of the things that we look at is things like mathematical reasoning. So there is some evidence to suggest, especially when you're looking at sort of the highest end of the scales, that there may be more males represented at the highest level of mathematic reasoning than there are women represented in that same group. So I think you can say, depending on the way in which you define it, that there's some evidence to suggest that men may be overrepresented, if you will, at this highest level. The idea that men are better at science, I think, is far more problematic in that I certainly do not know of a scientific study that would suggest that. So that to me seems like speculation and probably inaccurate.
What accounts for the differences?
Well, I think that there are a variety of things that account for the differences. Certainly, people tend to want to say, okay, sex is a biological difference between males and females. And so if you see sex differences in a particular task or a particular group of tasks, that somehow sort of knee-jerk you want to say that that must be a biological difference also. And that's what I think becomes problematic. So from the biological standpoint, certainly there's evidence across species that males and females may differ in particular types of spatial ability, in particular types of verbal abilities or communication abilities. But the idea that the difference that we see in males and females, either in cognitive performance or more broadly in success in science, the idea that that is biological, we are a far way away from, I would say, in terms of supporting scientifically. But in terms of what might explain the differences that we see, there are some other obvious examples or obvious factors, and that is certainly the environment. So you have to look at exposure, for instance, to video games, exposure to visuospatial objects in the environment, the type of support or the type of discouragement that little boys and little girls and then older males and females get from their environment for their performance in particular types of tasks.
But you study biologically the differences that hormones play with regards to brain functioning. Can you go into that a little bit?
If sex differences are biological in nature, one model for that would be that they are hormonal. That is because there are strong differences between males and females in levels of estrogen, levels of testosterone, etc. That if there's a biological model for cognitive sex differences, maybe hormones are a good place to look. So one of the things that we did and that several other labs have done is to look at cognitive performance as hormone levels fluctuate within individuals. And one easy way to do that is to look at women across the menstrual cycle, because you see significant changes in their estrogen levels. And so you can ask the question, is it the case that these cognitive abilities that tend to show sex differences, is it the case that as any individual's hormone level fluctuates, so does their ability on that cognitive task? And there we have found, and more strongly actually other labs have found, that yes, it is the case that when you change or when hormone levels fluctuate in women across the menstrual cycle or menopausally and in men across the year, when you see those fluctuations in hormones, you also see fluctuations in cognitive abilities.
Could you go into specifics? In other words, are you talking
Sure.
about general cognitive ability, or are you talking about specific areas such as
Okay.
language ability and
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thank you. I'm glad you asked that question, because as I understand, what the Harvard University president said was sex differences in aptitude. And that's a very global term, and most of us would interpret that as innate general cognitive ability. And there is no evidence, as far as I can tell, for sex differences in general innate cognitive ability, whatever that means. So yes, you have to be quite specific about the types of tasks you're talking about. So where sex differences have been seen most consistently is when you look at men, you often find superior performance in visuospatial abilities, that is the ability to mentally rotate things in space. You sometimes find differences in terms of mathematical reasoning and things of that nature. When you look at women, you often see superiority for verbal tasks, whether you're talking about verbal fluency, that is how well you can come up with a particular word or a group of words that meet a particular criteria, or verbal memory, how well you remember words. You also see superiority in females often for fine motor skill and for perceptual detail and things like that.
But then can you generalize and say, well, because there's more estrogen in women, they're better at language skills, and because there's more testosterone in men, they're better at visuospatial skills?
No, you absolutely can't. So it's really important to be clear that when we talk about a sex difference, that we're talking about a statistical difference, a mathematical difference, if you will, between the two groups. In terms of its relevance to day-to-day life, and also in terms of the extent to which you can predict somebody's performance given their gender, is a whole different issue and is a much more complicated point.
So basically, we don't know. That's what you're saying.
Well,
if you can.
Yes, I think that there's much to be said for pursuing a biological basis for sex differences, and that's certainly something we can talk about. But what you don't want to say is that one caused the other. You can simply say that there seems to be a relationship between one and the other. So you're right, absolutely, we don't know. But the fact that we don't know in some ways, I think, makes it a really compelling question.
Nicole Weeks is an associate professor of psychology and neuroscience at Pomona College in Claremont, California. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.